This is Dr. Masood Chowdhury, dictating history and physical examination on William Klink, K-L-E-N-K, Klink, K, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth is 5/15/1944. Date of service. And 22. Date of service is 10/24/2023. Mr. Klink is a very pleasant 80-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, status post-stent, history of coronary artery bypass graft surgery, history of diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of atrial fibrillation, dementia, and hypothyroidism. Was recently admitted to the hospital with a right NCA stroke. He was found to be in new onset atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate. He had an MRI done. We did show right NCA stroke with associated hemorrhagic conversion. Neurosurgery was consulted, who recommended to start therapeutic anticoagulation after 10/20. Patient was transferred to inpatient rehab, was discharged home, was doing better. Patient refused subacute rehab at home. When attempting to get out of bed, he fell. There was no trauma or loss of consciousness. Due to weakness, EMS was called. Patient was brought to the hospital. He was found to be in AFib with a heart rate in the 130s to 140s. He had a CT scan, CT angio of the chest. Showed no acute pulmonary embolism. Unchanged 10 by 5 millimeter lower lobe solid non-calcified pulmonary nodule, unchanged from 2020. X-ray pelvis showed no acute fracture. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. Patient was initially treated with Lopressor, given IV fluids. He was doing better. He was subsequently He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, headaches, or blurring of vision, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, right NCA stroke, dysphagia, and atrial and dementia. Past surgical history has been significant for coronary artery bypass graft surgery and hernia repair. Social history, smoking, he quit 23 years ago, alcohol, okay, rarely. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any headaches, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no history of public he does have history of coronary artery disease as well as CABG and stent placement. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Hematourinary, no complaints. Neurological, history of right MCA stroke, history of weakness in the lower extremities, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does have his history of arthritis, all of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing, abdomen was soft, not tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, right side slight weakness as compared to left. No other deficit. Musculoskeletal was impression. Number one, right MCA stroke. Next history of fall. Next coronary artery disease. Next type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next hypertension. Next hyperlipidemia. Next atrial fibrillation. Next DJD. Next dementia. Next anxiety. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue current medications. Will monitor his progress. Will check routine labs. Will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, will let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.